This week, the National Park Service transported more than 70 wild ponies off of Shackelford Banks, an uninhabited island at Cape Lookout, North Carolina. The horses have been there for hundreds of years, perhaps as far back as the 16th century, but the Park Service says the animals have now overrun the small island and are harming the environment. The ponies that were removed may be killed. The Park Service decision to remove the horses off the island has sparked a bitter controversy on the North Carolina coast. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
This week, the National Park Service has been undertaking an old-fashioned livestock roundup in a most unusual place. On Shackelford Banks, an uninhabited island off the North Carolina coast, the shaggy brown and black mustangs are corralled into pens and loaded onto metal boats to be transported to the mainland. Nobody's sure how these mustangs ended up on Shackelford Banks. Many historians believe they're descendants of horses left behind by Spanish explorers in the 16th century. The ponies have lived here relatively undisturbed for hundreds of years. But now, National Park Service officials who manage the island say some of the horses have to be removed. Resource manager Michael Reichard says the herd of almost 200 animals has become so large that the ponies are at risk of starving. And he says the horses are threatening other species by eating away the island's fragile salt marsh vegetation.
Salt marsh provides a nursery area for a lot of marine life. During the summertime, a lot of birds use the salt marsh for nesting areas. But obviously when you have that many grazing animals on the island, they have to have an impact on a salt marsh area.
So the Park Service has decided to thin out the Mustang herd, removing 76 ponies from the island and leaving about 100. The horses that stay will be given birth control shots to keep the island population in check. This week, E.B. Harris has worked with a crew of 10 men to round up the wild ponies and lead some of them onto boats. Harris says he's proud that his work will help preserve the herd and the island's ecosystem.
We're doing something to maintain a historical part for the future. It's kind of like a monument going in and planting flowers around it. What we're doing today is trying to preserve something for generations yet to come and helping the environment at the same time.
But it is still not clear what will happen to the more than 70 horses that are being removed from Shackelford Banks. They're too wild to ride, they're difficult to keep as pets, and they're infected with a contagious equine disease, which sometimes causes serious symptoms and makes it impossible to mix the Shackelford Mustangs into domesticated herds. Reichard, the Park Service official, says efforts are being made to find homes for the ponies, but he doesn't know if those efforts will succeed.
There has been a group that's come forward and said they'd like to adopt these horses. Whether they'll have the facilities and the financial backing to take care of all these animals, because they'll have to be quarantined for the rest of their life, we're not sure. If not, then the horses will be euthanized.
The idea that some of the ponies will be killed greatly upsets many residents in the area around Shackelford Banks. In recent weeks, thousands have signed petitions opposing the Park Service plan. Many believe there was no reason for the government to interfere with the horses at all.
These are the pictures we took. Some of them are from spring, some of them are from the fall. See how well they look? They don't look like starved horses.
Heidi Bowl shows off a stack of photographs she's taken of the Shackelford ponies. Photographs she says prove that the horses are healthy and are not in danger of starving. Deeply distrustful of the Park Service, she ridicules the concern that the horses are harming the island marsh grass. The horses, she says, are more important than the grass, and she wants the ponies left alone.
These horses can live long and become very old. Why should they be put to sleep? They've lived there for 400 years and nature has taken care of them, and now people think that they have to be put down. We think this is absolutely ridiculous.
Bull says removing some of the Mustangs from Shackelford Banks will hurt the economy in nearby towns like Beaufort and Harker's Island, where business owners make money by taking tourists on boat rides to see the horses. For other protesters, the issue is more personal. Elizabeth Lofton heads a group called Friends of Wild Mustangs. She frequently travels to Shackelford Banks by boat, brings the horses food, and has learned to recognize many of them. She says she's anguished by the thought that some might be killed.
Which one of your family would you choose to die? Those ponies are part of my family, and those ponies have a family. I don't think it's man's right to choose.
Park Service leaders say they were surprised by the level of opposition and distrust they've encountered from local residents, They say they're only trying to protect the long-term health of the horse herd and the long-term environment of the island. Michael Reichard, the Park Service resource manager, says his plan for the Shackelford ponies is no different from what farmers and ranchers do with horses and other animals all the time.
Everybody else considers horses livestock, and they're always breeding livestock and moving livestock around. It certainly doesn't seem to be an issue with domesticated horses on the mainland. It's just an emotional attachment people have to horses that are roaming around out on an island.
Reichard says he'd like to remove another 30 or so horses from the island to get the herd down to what he considers an optimum size, about 70 animals. That, he says, will be enough to preserve the herd while still allowing the island vegetation a chance to grow back. Local residents say they'll fight any effort to remove more horses. So far, the Park Service has spent more than $70,000 to carry out the horse management plan on Shackelford Banks. I'm Adam Hochberg in Raleigh, North Carolina.